Hey folks, it's Russell Hill here from the KLP News Desk, and it's time for your KLPRadio.com news break for April 16th, 2024.
Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham delivered some good news to Columbus city officials, as well as a few checks for a total of $16 million in regional mitigation program grants for various water-related projects around the town and Colorado County. Commissioner Buckingham and State Senator Joan Huffman combined to provide the efforts that led to the grant award for Columbus. Both were in attendance to deliver the checks to the city, as they have publicly stated their goals to improve the lives of residents at a local level. The checks will be for several different improvements and initiatives around the city regarding water supply and drainage quality. Mayor Lorianne Gober said the grants awarded to Columbus will be vital contributions to easing some of the damage done by heavy rains in homes built in floodplain areas. The funds will be used to help improve the drainage system from rainwater to limit how much standing water rises into homes and onto roads. The General Land Office presented their checks to the mayor and members of City Council at City Hall. Each city and county official present expressed their gratitude for the grant that will help them solve an issue that may not have had a solution without some outside help. Every household in Columbus is treated by the one wastewater treatment plant in town, and that puts a lot of pressure on the plant, as any potential shutdown could be catastrophic. The new proposed plant will help relieve some of the pressure and provide safe water back into the environment. An El Campo trailer park that's been labeled a blight may be forced to close if a measure going before planning and zoning commissioners tomorrow is ultimately approved by council. Repeated violations at the trailer park 1415 East Jackson behind the Valero service station there prompted city staff to make the request to revoke the owner's special use permit that was issued back in September of 2013. Leader Journal says there are now 23 RVs located on the property owned by Jameel Enterprises, Inc., and only one is in compliance with El Campo regulations. That's according to City Planning Director Crystal Hasselmeyer. Hasselmeyer said the property is a major contributor to blight concerns in the city, especially with its location at the entrance to the city. Public hearing during the meeting gives anyone who wants to speak for or against the proposal a chance to be heard. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Planning and Zoning Commission meets 5 o'clock tomorrow evening in Council Chambers 315 East Jackson. If the commission votes to revoke the permit, that decision will then be presented to City Council for final approval. If the commission decides to keep the permit in place, city staff plans to issue a series of citations on top of the ones already pending to try to bring the property and all RVs there into compliance with El Campo regulations. Wharton County Junior College, WCJC, and Texas Woman's University, TWU, are collaborating to aid students who want to continue their educational career at a four-year university. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, and an Articulation Agreement were recently signed by both institutions to help streamline the transfer process. WCJC President Beta McCrowan said it's a great opportunity for WCJC students in transferring to a university. She said any collaboration between the junior college and a university helps ensure that the students get their transfer credits as they move forward. Texas Woman's University President, Vice Provost of Curriculum and Strategic Initiatives, Dr. Jorge Figueroa, said it was a big deal to be able to collaborate with WCJC in this fashion because creating transfer opportunities for students is one of the main goals. WCJC and TWU representatives met at WCJC's Richmond campus to sign two documents, that memorandum for transferring into the university's baccalaureate programs and an articulation agreement for a blended nursing program. WCJC's Director of Dual Credit and University Transfer, Natalie Stavanoa, said the memorandum addresses students who want to transfer to TWU after completing their Associate of Arts degree at WCJC. And the memorandum also enables students who transfer to TWU before completing their associate's degree to have courses transferred back to WCJC to apply towards completion of that degree. Stavanoa said that's called a reverse transfer. The blended nursing program enables students enrolled in WCJC's associate nursing program to co-enroll at TWU so they can finish their ADN and a bachelor's of science degree at the same time.
And that's going to do it for your KLPRadio.com news break for April 16th. I'm Russell Hill from the KLP News Desk. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.